This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. There were many high expectations going into the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark last winter, and when many of them went unmet, the big international gathering was widely seen as a disappointment, even a failure. But that's not the view of Camelia Patino, a mediator who was a conflict resolution practice, Common Roots, in Sebastopol. She was part of a multinational team representing Mediators Beyond Borders at the Copenhagen Conference to build consensus support for the mediation process in future international agreements around climate change.
There are going to be conflicts on a global scale related to climate change. There's going to be limited resources. There's going to be limited water. There's going to be deforestation. From these things, there's going to be conflict. And we wanted to include language that said we will, as 192 nations agree that when these conflicts arise, we will bring mediation as a tool to the table to resolve the conflicts.
Yet with literally thousands of viewpoints and concerns all seeking to be included, even a call for something as non-controversial as mediation had to work to be heard.
How did China versus the United States versus non-governmental organization come to the table to say, this is what we feel needs to be talked about for climate change? These are the factors we need to consider, and this is what needs to be part of the discussion. When you have 10,000 voices trying to come to the table with their particular interest, it gets really complicated really quickly.
In that context, Patino says, simply winning recognition was a significant accomplishment.
By the time the 2 weeks were over, everybody knew who Mediators Beyond Borders was. People were starting to discuss mediation being used for climate change-related conflicts. That was huge. Just being able to spark that conversation when so many other conversations were going on around climate change.
Part of that success, she believes, was due to Mediators Beyond Borders' ability to position themselves as independent of any national or regional agendas.
While we're based in the United States, we are an international organization. And because the message that we were bringing was not American-centric or anyone's side of the story, people heard what we were saying as common sense. Yes, there will be climate change conflicts. Yes, we need to find new and creative and nonviolent ways to resolve these conflicts.
The groundwork that was laid in Copenhagen, says Patino, has given the organization something to build on as the United Nations process moves forward.
Now there's a conversation about maybe we should rethink how we engage all of these nations in negotiation. And Mediators Beyond Borders has the opportunity to participate through one of the organizations that the United Nations partners with to help discuss ways in which that process might be designed better.
The next international meeting, the 16th UN Conference of Parties, will be held this coming November and December in Cancun, Mexico. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.